Yes, so let's do the pulled consent item, which is item number 930.
Authorize application to the Oregon Department of Justice Crime Victim Services Division for a grant in the amount of $96,946 for the Police Bureau Crisis Response Team in order to reimburse the city for 46% of the volunteer coordinator personnel expenses over a 24-month period.
Ms. Scruggs, Ms. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Mayor, members of the council, I'm here to ask for your authorization to put an application into State of Oregon for the Victims Crime Services. One of the things that the City of Portland has done since 1993 is provided call-out response to victims of violence. Oftentimes, these are very traumatic experiences for both the families and the victims, and we have Officer Marcy Jackson, who is available to go out and help them assist them in this very confusing and actually a very necessary and needed time to have that experience. One of the things that Marcy brings is both the law enforcement experience of being a police officer out to the scene so she can help coordinate the victims and let them know what's going on. But further down the line, we have Deborah Monk in our office who can also follow up, set up appointments, coordinate further response. We think it's a necessary grant, and we think it's a great service the Portland Police Bureau performs for the community members, and especially many of the community members that we serve are high risk and in volatile situations where they really do need somebody's guiding hand to help them get their appropriate response and victims' assistance. And this is outside of what Multnomah County also provides.
Officer Jackson.
So, as the officer, Officer Marcy Jackson, as the officer, some of the things that the crisis response team does, I still believe that it is the most visible effort of community policing that we offer, and maybe just because I do it. But it was started back in 1993 by Officer Victoria Burden, and I've been continuing that work. We respond, again, to the various traumatic incidents, such as April Murchison going out, who is one of our responders who navigated a mother who was needing support when one son was murdered and another son critically injured in the same situation. And Pastor Charles Hunter, who responded with the Oregon Youth Authority when they transported a youth from detention to the hospital because his mother was on life support. One of the other things that I get to do as part of my position mentoring African-American high school girls and hearing from a PCC student that she's following in my footsteps into law enforcement because of my involvement with her in the high school. That has since, Portland Public School has since made that a full-time position over at Madison High School. I'm also a board member on Healing Hurt People, which is from Cascadia Mental Health, introduced to Portland by Dr. Alicia Moreland Capulia. Responding to Emmanuel Hospital, dealing with the trauma of being associated with gun or gang violence or with our youth of color between the ages of 12 and about 28. I have a partnership with Emmanuel Hospital and OHSU hospitals, with their police department, their social workers, so that we ensure a calm, safe, and informative environments when family are responding to these injured loved ones of such incidents. I also have a partnership with the Office of Youth Violence Prevention out of the Mayor's Office, directed by Antoinette Edwards and Tom Peavy, the policy advisor there, with a number of things. We work with our street-level gang outreach workers, so we are on scene. We're in direct communication with our CELI communications as to locations of incidents and where we're needed and where support is needed in various areas. We also work with Enough is Enough. I'm excited about that work. That is a community-led campaign that gives voice to families and others impacted by gun or gang violence. They're championing strategies to reduce violence from the community level, and it is definitely a community-led effort with those mothers where their sons or daughters have been killed due to gun or gang violence. They've been impacting witness support. They've talked to the district attorney's office. They've talked to the homicide detectives and championing how witnesses are supported from the African-American community. We're championing the word snitch. Somebody needs information that could help. And so we know that historically witnessing in the African-American community has been perceived as being a snitch, but we're turning that definition around. They're using the voices of those impacted families to do those things. Part of my position also allows me to work with the faith-based community within our community, 1145 being one of those efforts. That has brought officers and the church together, not only holding hand, is because the church community has actually prayed over those officers, prayed over law enforcement, and has prayed for you in your positions. So I get to be a part of that, and it has been a bridge forming relationships, and those relationships are important. I also get to work as a recruiter, part-time recruiter, and mentor for some of our new officers of color. So as part of the crisis response team working for you all, I ask that you support this and put this line item and vote it through, please.
Thank you very much. Questions for either Captain Scruggs or Officer Jackson?
Pretty persuasive pitch.
She is pretty persuasive. Other questions? Thank you both very much. Thanks. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this item? Then let's please take a roll call on the ordinance.
Saltzman?
Very pleased to support this, and thank you, Officer Jackson, and other members of the crisis response team, and Captain Scruggs for the great work you're doing. Appreciate it. Aye.
Novick?
Thank you very much. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for pulling this to the regular agenda. I think it's very important that people know more about the great things that our police are doing in supporting people on the worst day of their lives. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales.
You know, one of the pleasures of being the police commissioner is you get to know these people, and you get to see the heart they put into their work. And I know that about John Scruggs, and I know that about Marcy Jackson, and I'm getting to know that about more members of this bureau. And I think you could hear that in this presentation, that this is a job for these folks, but it's also a calling. And Antoinette, similarly with her, as we all know. I get to talk to other mayors all over the country. Cities are dealing now with a tidal wave of heroin and a plague of trafficking, and we are too. And gang violence is on the rise in cities all over the country and here too. We have a dubious record now of having passed the number of gang violence incidents in our worst year already this year. Fortunately, not as many people have been killed or wounded in those incidents as one might expect when you count the number of shots fired, but that's just luck. That's not anything but luck. But the number of guns recovered and the number of incidents headed off and the number of families contacted by the police bureau is going to make a difference. So I believe that our bureau and all of our partners are doing the right things in how we're approaching these issues, and it is about trauma, and it is about relationships with the community, and what we heard from these two folks, I think, is a great example of how to do it right. We just have to do more of it with more partners and try to turn the corner on these very pernicious trends that are now afflicting the city. So I just want to appreciate you two and thank you for the work. Aye. Thanks very much.